Okay, we are ready to start.
All right, is everybody there? I'm calling the meeting to order. It's 2:00. I guess first thing is to have introductions. I'm Glenda Rhodes, chair of the committee. Not sure what order we're going to go in.
I'll go next.
Somebody introduce themselves.
What?
Introductions. Who's next after me?
I'll go. We'll just, I guess, everybody just jump in. I'm Mike Mrzynski, finance director.
Steve. Steve Baher, assistant finance director.
Oh, there's Dietmar. Okay, Dietmar is just connecting.
Okay. I'm Cynthia Jacoby, Newport City Council, and I don't see a way on this screen to mute myself, and my dog keeps barking. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Cynthia.
I'm Martin Desmond. I'm the alternate to the alternate public member.
Okay.
Tanya Moffitt with Marina & Company.
Hello.
Jonna Calhoun with Marina & Company.
And lastly, Daniel Whitmore with Marina & Company.
I think that's everybody except Dietmar, and my screen says he's still connecting. Is that right? Well, while we're waiting for Dietmar, let's go ahead. But the only thing on here before we have the auditors start talking about how the audit is going are the approval of minutes. And the only minutes that I have seem to be a draft, the March 3rd, 2020 meeting. Is that right, Mike?
That's right.
You mean we never approved those minutes?
I guess so, Glenda.
Okay, well, this will be interesting. So is Dietmar on or not?
He's on the phone, it looks like.
Oh, okay. He's not talking.
He's talking.
Like the back of his head is on the screen, so I thought he was at a computer, but possibly not.
He can't hear us because his audio is still muted on his screen. So he's not looking at this screen. He's looking at a different one.
Oh, okay. Well, I need him to move to approve these minutes.
Yeah.
Possibly. Why don't we skip over that and go on to the auditor update?
Perfect. That sounds good, Glenda, if that's what you would like us to do. So,
Tanya, go ahead.
Okay, so we are on site, and we have started the field work for the audit. Everything is going great. We have done most of the sections. We have left debt and capital assets as well as the single audit. But besides that, we have pretty much done all of our testing in the other areas.
Good.
Yeah, so it's going very well, and it's only Thursday, so.
Yeah, I love it.
The single audit, we are still looking at a couple of questions that we have outstanding on the schedule of expenditures of federal awards to verify that there actually is a single audit, because we're kind of on the fence, because for a single audit, it's when over $750,000 of expenditures are spent, and the city's like right underneath it or right above it. So we're just verifying that everything on it is accurate to determine whether or not a single audit is even needed.
Okay. Gee, Mike, I thought you would have planned to fall just short of it.
You know, I can't control that, Glenda. I wish I could.
Just kidding.
Well, and especially with these COVID funds that are like all up in the air, it's like a timing situation as well, because a lot of the COVID funding covers multiple years. And so that also has an impact on whether or not it should be on the CIFA for fiscal year ending June 30, 2021. The good thing is that if there is a single audit, we do have a compliance supplement for all the pieces that the city has. So we shouldn't see the same delay like we saw for fiscal year ending June 30, 2020. So that is good. They are doing another addendum. Well, they're actually going to do two addendums is what they're saying right now, but it shouldn't affect any of the major programs for the city of Newport if we have a single audit this year.
Oh, good, good, good. Wow. And from your side, Mike, how are things?
We just finished capital assets. We just need to turn those over to them. Debt schedule is going to be a piece of cake. We have no new debt, so we just update last year's and move on from there. And like she said, the single audit, I'm looking at the data. Linda's not here. She's had a family emergency. So Steve and I are just going to have to muddle through that one, see what we can figure out. And Steve was right so far about one of the numbers. So that only brought it down a little bit, but we're still above it. So, I mean, we're still verifying, but, you know, we came into this ready. We've been planning it since, of course, probably July 1st. You know, that's just how we do it. We started talking about it beforehand. So everybody just kind of did their job, and Steve just kept loading it up to them, giving it to Marina, and this is where we are. I mean, we're in good shape. Now we just need to build our financials. That hopefully doesn't take us too long.
Well, this could end up being quite a short meeting. Tanya, do you have anything else? I mean, there's no areas that are problems, you don't think?
No, there's no areas that we're concerned about at this point. And there's not any new pronouncements for this year. So we'll have comparative financial statements, the June 30, 2020, and then the June 30, 2021. There aren't any new pronouncements, so they should be able to be compared to each other. We do have some new pronouncements coming out, but most of them aren't going to be effective until June 30 of like 2023. So at this point, I don't even think it's worth the time to even spend talking about them. So, because they're not that big of pronouncements.
Yeah, let's wait till next year.
Well, we are prepping for one of the big ones. That's the leases. So, we've been working on that since July. We've been gathering all that data. And then Shauna told me the other day that it's not till next year. Well, we're going to keep moving forward. I mean, we're consolidating all of our leases. We had copier leases all over the city. We're consolidating them into one lease. So makes life easier when you do stuff like that.
I seem to recall leases being a problem with leasing pronouncements in the 1980s, for God's sake.
It hasn't
and
changed.
It's still happening.
It hasn't changed, Glenda. It's the same one.
Yeah, they've changed the rules slightly, but yeah, it's basically a rewrite of those older pronouncements that you remember.
Well,
my gosh. All right, and so, Tanya, you guys are you going to be wrapped up by tomorrow, or?
We'll be wrapped up with the on-site work, but we will still
have that's what I meant.
Yeah, we'll that's still what have I meant. Some stuff that we'll be looking at and asking for probably after this week, but yeah, we should be done with all the detailed testing.
Wow. This is kind of an easy year after last year.
Last year was a nightmare. Hang on.
Oh, what's going on?
Martin has a question.
Oh.
Speak up next time. Martin, go ahead.
Yeah, hi Tanya. Just along those lines, as I recall, last year was virtual, and this year it looks like, you know, you folks are there at City Hall. So Just out of curiosity, did you find it much easier to do it in person like this rather than virtual?
Obviously, in person is much easier for some types of testing on both sides, for our side as well as the city side. And last year, even though we did it virtually, I did come out here for a day and did some of the detailed testing so that the city didn't have to scan everything in. Yeah. But yeah, being on site is a little bit easier because it's easier to have those discussions in person if there's questions on things. But a lot of the work can be done virtually, especially like some of the data analytics and things that we can, you know, data mine and look at. So I prefer being in person because I'm a people person, and you get those elevator conversations that you don't necessarily get. For example, I was just telling Mike that I had ran into Spencer in the hallway, and we were talking about the ARPA funds, which are a new federal funding source that's coming out of this COVID. And some of those conversations you don't have when you're doing the audit 100% remote. So I missed those. I'm glad that we're back on site with most of our clients. We still have some that their governing bodies are not allowing us to be on site yet. So,
yeah. I wondered about that. I'm sure it's easier for the Newport City of Newport staff to have you there instead of scanning everything.
Yes, Glenda, it is. It makes life easier.
Yes, I think so. Is Dietmar on?
Yes, he's on. Dietmar, you're muted.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm on. I'm all
right. Oh, good. Let's get. We never did approve those minutes from 2020, so I need you to move to approve them.
There's one correction.
Are you and I the only vote?
No, Cynthia's. Oh, I forgot. Cynthia's on. I keep forgetting. Yeah, she could have. I'm sorry.
Yep, you got three.
But yeah.
There is one correction, y'all.
But my vote's a lot better than Cynthia's, though.
Oh, I didn't know that. What is the correction, Mike?
We spelled Marina wrong. It's Merina, not Mar.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so.
I knew that.
Yeah.
We're not offended.
Okay, with that correction. Since Dietmar, since I have you on you want to move that we approve these minutes?
Yeah, I'll move that we approve the minutes.
And Cynthia, do you want a second?
You're muted. Cynthia. she muted because of her dog.
Yes, I would like to second.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, minutes passed. Okay, we got that little thing out of the way. What else do we need to do about that? I just can't get over the fact that the audit is going this smoothly and everything's on step and on time. Any comments from your staff, Tanya?
Everything's going lovely. Mike is wonderful to work with, and so is Steve.
He's muted.
Yeah, everything's going great. Mike and Steve have been doing a great job of getting support to us, and the rest of their team have been really awesome. No complaints.
Cool.
Great.
All right. I can't believe how easy this is time. On that note, then, thanks for the update. Committee members, do you have comments?
No, I think they're doing a great job. I'm glad to see they're back in the building. And I don't want to. I don't think you should lavish praise on the staff as much as you have. But I think that's okay. I'm teasing you, Mike.
Do you want me to give him a harder time? Like, you know, I have some concerns. We need to get together.
Yeah, a little more on target. Get on them. And make sure they're doing their job. Yeah.
Well, it should be the other way around, don't you think?
Don't worry, I come in with my mean face when I first start, and scare them.
Yep.
Skepticism, you know, that's auditor's word, skeptic. They're supposed to be skeptical.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not an auditor anymore.
But no comment.
No. Good job, guys.
Yeah, it is. Good.
Public comment.
We don't have any public people to make comments, do we? Okay. Can't imagine.
I have one other question from Marina. Excuse me, Marina. Marina, how are you seeing the Newport situation now? And I know that you've been at it a couple of years now, last year and this year. How do you see the city tracking, and what kind of advice could you give the audit committee to help give some direction?
That is a really good question. I'm thinking. So I we're always skeptical, like Glenda said. The biggest thing for me is I just got back from a significant fraud investigation where we found a lot of fraud at an entity. And so I think that my skepticism level is like way up here right now, probably more than normal. The nice thing about the city is that they have all the internal controls in place and have the segregation of duties. So they have a lot of what we call, in auditor terms, preventative controls. So things that are in place to prevent any wrongdoing, and not even just wrongdoing, but accidents from happening. And then they also have a lot of reactive controls as well, or detective controls, where you find it after the fact. And so those are like the bank reconciliations, things that happen after. So they don't prevent the fraud or prevent something from happening wrong, but they detect it in a timely manner. And the city is doing all of those things in a timely manner. So at this point, there's not really anything that I would say to you that I would be concerned about. You guys are
so Mike's not going to jail anytime soon, is that what you're saying?
No, I don't plan on that, Dietmar. No, thank you.
I really hope not, because that would mean that we missed something big. Hopefully that's not the case. So
I haven't seen any drafts or what. I can't remember how did the year end up at June 30th of 2021?
It was really good. I mean, there was nothing that we really were that concerned about. We had the one single audit finding, but that was it.
Last year?
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, that's all we had was that one
finding.
Yeah.
And that's been corrected. So that was the only thing that we had as a finding last year. So.
Right.
Yeah, so... I was actually wondering if we had a loss for the year and the fund balance went down, but I can't remember where we were.
We were up last year.
But for the year that they're working on right now, are we down or up?
We just finished putting the basics together, Glenda. We haven't really looked at the final numbers yet, but there was loss.
I just was hoping we hadn't gone further further eating into the fund balance
at this point.
Well, that's an interesting question, Glenda, because on the budget committee we identified $1 million structural deficit in the in that budget, and I don't know that that's been filled yet, and I don't know. Hopefully the auditors will kind of enlighten us on that, but I don't know where that is. Maybe that comes out of the budget.
Financial statements aren't put together at a point we know quite yet. Huh?
Yeah, we're not quite ready to report on that. It's Steve.
Okay.
I
didn't mean to get ahead of you.
Well, Glenda, we have looked at our overages. That's another thing. When you go over budget, you overspend overexpend your appropriations. We only had one. Wasn't that what we had this year? Two. We didn't have as many as we had last year. And fund deficits, I don't think we have any of those this year. We may have one.
Good.
It's just timing of our property taxes. So,
yeah. You must have been riding herd on your departments better about watching where they were compared to budget.
Well, you know, we give them a lot of information, Glenda. Steve's very good about getting out information monthly. You know, we don't send anything out for July and August just because of all the back and forth that we do with the accruals. I mean, the books really look weird in those months. But once we get past, we start into September, October, Steve's got numbers. He starts sending them out. And yes, we do ride herd on them to watch their numbers. They're all very conscientious about their numbers. So, and plus Spencer, he's a good taskmaster too. So, yeah, we're doing a good job on him.
Okay, well, if we don't have anything else to report or to comment on, I'm going to adjourn this meeting.
Alrighty.
It's a short meeting. I think that's a record, Glenda.
Hey, I'm good at keeping them short.
All right, y'all. Thank you very much.
Okay.
See you guys later.
See everybody.
Thank you, Tanya.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Are we off? Did you shut down? Yeah. Well, we're going to, that's right. Whatever you say will be picked up. You know how to close it?
Goodbye. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial.